Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's
seeds.
Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Yeah.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap,
it just fell into a backup plan.
So yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. used to be known as Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, June the 25th. Saturday, June the 25th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the words of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to start I'm not sure if we better wrap it up today. So we may do a two or three part series today. Again, preparing for the upcoming series that starts July the 1st. So July the 1st, we kick off the new series entitled The Standard. So this is preparing the ground for The Standard. And before we can get into The Standard, as we talked about in the last series, again, talking about the voice of God and understanding the voice of God, relationships. Man, every person on earth is in a relationship. You're in a relationship with yourself. That's the first thing. That you're in a relationship with God. You're in a relationship with your mother and your father. You're in a relationship with your coworkers. And then if you dare to take the plunge and get married, then you're in a deeper relationship. You now you are in a spiritual bond, a contract, if you will. And whether, now, I've done the shows on the esoteric nature of the word and mare, which again, which is has to do with a female horse that comes of age and what that means and the esoteric meaning. But today I want to focus on whether you believe, now I'm not really a fan of what I call a contract marriage, which is the certificate, which is what I've done twice and everybody did. We got a marriage certificate, and the marriage is between you, your spouse, and the state. And I've broken down the esoteric meaning of all that stuff. That's not what I'm talking about today. We could talk about all of that esoteric stuff. We could get into all of this, you know, the underlining nature of what the Cosmogrator wants to do to destroy marriages, to have you unequally yoked with the state so the state has ownership of your property and your children. We did that show, talked about that. Today, this series, the next three shows, we want to break down, okay, what just happened to me? What did I just go through this past year, and why did it happen? Why did my marriage fail almost? What was going on? Why did all of this happen? Why did I knowingly? Now, again, I don't know about you. Everybody that knows me, this is not my first rodeo. I'm not new to this. This isn't something that happened, and all of a sudden happened. Oh, I don't know what happened. That's not me. I know exactly what happened. I know what I ordered. I know what I chose. I know what I walked away from. I know what I walked into. I knowingly left and destroyed my marriage twice. Why? Why marriages and relationships fail? You're in a marriage and you're in a relationship. I've did the series already on the seven keys. We're going to break that down. I'm going to offer that at a reduced price. Normally it's $199. But there are three things that destroy your relationship and your marriage. But before we talk about those three things that's going to destroy, that is destroying your relationship and your marriage as we speak, there are seven C's. Please write this down. These seven C's, my brothers and sisters, when you go to a psychologist, this is what modern psychology focuses on. And they're great. Don't get me wrong. I did these two. They'll work. They'll get you past the first two or three years once you get past the honeymoon stage. But when adversity shows up, when one person quits, And now, again, when they quit, they're not going to tell you that they're quitting. You can sense and feel the energy withdrawal or the emotional disconnection. If you're married, if you're in a relationship, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You see the person every day. Y'all talk. Y'all hang out. Y'all do your pleasantries. You know, you get a little kiss on the cheek and all of that stuff. But you know the relationship is dead. Why? Because there's no enthusiasm. There's no spark in it. Number one, first C, choices. Someone in that relationship made a bad choice. That's what I did. I purposely, you know what, I got tired of being sick and tired. I decided, notice how many times I say the word I. I decided that, you know what, I deserve better. I decided that, you know what, she's putting somebody else before me. I decided, you know what, she's not doing the things that I do. She ain't cleaning the house the way I want it cleaned. She's not doing it. I. Notice, you will see throughout this entire series the number of times that I say this word I. That's going to give you an indication of where we're going with this series, my brothers and sisters. First C, number one, somebody making a bad choice. Second C, in order for you in a relationship right now, in order for your relationship to have any kind of a snowball's chance, you got to deal with these seven C's. Second one, somebody made a half-hearted commitment. The second C, commitment. Number one, choice. Somebody's making bad choices. That's what I did. Number two, somebody's not all the way in. See, in order for a relationship to work, there must be equal exchange of commitment. Let me say that again. I'm not talking about somebody read of a book. Everybody knows what's been going on in my life for the past year. Man, yeah. I'll probably bring my wife on here and let her share a couple of things, you know, with you guys, because this is deep. This is really deep. If somebody is not all the way in, their commitment is half-hearted. You can tell. Women, you know when your man is not all the way in, but you settle. You say, well, maybe Jimmy's going to come around. You know, that's just Jim Bob. That's just how he is. Now, Jim Bob is not all the way in. Why isn't Jim Bob all the way in? We're going to break that down. Then the third C, somebody is not communicating. Failure to communicate. Number one, somebody's making bad choices. Number two, somebody's half-hearted. Their commitment is not, they're not all the way in. Number three, y'all are not communicating. Man, communication, wow. it's up there. It's up there. I mean, there's so many things that go into a relationship. Man, you guys remember when I did that series about trust and humility? You can't have no relationship with no trust and humility. Remember the seven keys? Do you guys remember that? The seven keys. Now, everybody listening to today's series, again, that goes for $199. Anybody listening to this, and if you're serious about repairing and doing what I've done, I told Brother Roman this a year when I came home, and let me make sure I said tell the story correct. I had already left my wife. I decided to come back, and there was some other guy in my house. So I think the first time I told it, it came across like, I was the guy. No, I'm the bad guy. I'm the guy that left. So she had you could argue and debate, well, she should have waited till after the divorce. Well, hell, I should have waited till after the divorce before I left and moved on with some other female. I didn't do that. So I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy. That's number one. I made a bad choice. What did I do? I had a half-hearted commitment. What's the third thing I did? I did not communicate effectively with my wife. What's the fourth thing? What is the fourth C I didn't do? I didn't compromise. See, marriage is about compromise. Any kind of relationship, you're not going to get your way all the time. You may want to get your way all the time, but you're not. And you might as well, if you really love the person, compromise is not going to be a big issue. Because so will communicate. Failure to compromise. Man, you can't have your way all the time. You have to compromise. That's what a relationship is all about. The word relationship means the ability to relate. So in these, now we haven't even got to the seven keys, and we haven't got to the number one reason, and we haven't got to the three smoking guns. All of this is part of what makes a relationship. So my seven keys, that series that I did, remember, do you guys remember the for a woman? Men, if you have a woman, the woman has to be number one in your life. You got a job, you got a hobby. Oh, you like me, you got your online business. You're a master teacher, 33. You got books before your woman. The woman has to be number one. Women, what about your men? What do men need? Men need to be number one in your life. Now, people say that all the time, yeah, my husband's number one. Really? Think about it. Think about it. Is your husband really, really number one in your life? Because most people say that, but look at their actions. How can you tell? Where does your mate spend all their time? I like the money trail. People say follow the money. Where does your mate spend all their money? They spend it on you? Well, you ain't number one. Compromise. Number one, bad choices. Number two, communication. Number two, commitment. Number three, communication. Number four, compromise. Number five, cooperation. Man, you're in a marriage and you don't want to cooperate. You're in a relationship and you don't want to cooperate. Cooperate. That means you work together. I mean, it blows my mind. I look back on my own mistakes this past year. Crazy. I don't know how my wife put up with it. I would have left me if I could have left me. Crazy. You're in a relationship, but you don't want to bend. You don't want to cooperate. It's not going to work. What about number six? Number six, this is a big one, consideration. Man, so many men especially are not considerate of their wives' feelings. It's crazy. If you are in a relationship, you have to be considerate. You have to consider. Like, I look back and I'm thinking, okay, I made bad choices, and I never stopped and thought I did, but I didn't obviously stop and think long enough because it didn't prohibit me from making that bad choice. How was my choices affecting my mate and my children? I never thought about it. I just was worried about me, myself, and I, all three of us. As long as it was benefiting us, me, myself, and I was good. Let's do it. I wasn't considerate. Are you? Do you consider your mate, what they're going through? Are you considerate? And then the last C is concern. Man, most people, me, I wasn't concerned about nobody else but myself. Emphasis, again, notice the amount of words, the amount of times I say I. So those are the seven C's that everybody talk about. That's first base. That's elementary school stuff. If y'all focus on those seven C's, that'll get you through maybe the first year or two of your relationship. If you guys are in a relationship that's more than a year or two old, you already know this. You already know that that works in the beginning. Okay, I'm going to focus on my bad choices. Okay, am I committed? Am I all in? You know what? I'm going to focus on, I'm going to listen not for a response. I'm going to listen, you know, not to be heard. I'm going to listen to hear. I'm going to actually use active listening. I'm going to communicate. And then I'm going to compromise. And then I'm actually going to cooperate. Then I'm going to be considerate, and I'm going to exercise some level of concern. If you do those seven C's, choices, commitment, communication, compromise, cooperation, consideration, and concern, that's going to get you far. That's going to at least buy you a year or two in your relationship. Then when you start having financial problems, kids start acting up. No, God forbid there's some medical issues come in. Somebody get some kind of a terminal illness. You know, something happens and you put some stress on that relationship. Yeah, those seven C's, they're not going to help you too much. So what happens after you've been, like in my case, you know, 5-6 years in, first marriage, I was married 25 years, brothers and sisters. How you walk away from a 25-year relationship? You know how I walk away from a 25-year relationship? Bad choices. Not being 100% committed. Poor communication. Not willing to compromise. Didn't give a damn about nobody else's feelings. I wasn't considerate. And I surely wasn't concerned how anybody else felt. It was all about me, myself, and I. That's a recipe for disaster. I knew nothing about these seven keys to having a great relationship. Let me tell you something that's really important before we get to, again, the meat of the message, as we go through the three reasons, the number one reason, but the three reasons why marriages don't work. Brothers and sisters, be very careful what you ask for. I'm going to say this again because this is really important. I ask for wisdom. Do you remember the story of King Solomon? Before he became King Solomon. And he prayed. It's in the book of Judges. You can read it. I have this inside of my book, The Ultimate Secret of Being Rich. People ask me all the time, Brother Will, you over 50 years old, man. You should have your shizness together. I don't know if you guys understand the level and the things. Because as a quote-unquote master teacher, now how can you master something? The only way you can master something is become proficient at it. How you become proficient at it? So I talk about wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. That's just four areas. Most people are good at one thing. So I ask God, like King Solomon. Now, remember, King Solomon was the wealthiest man of his time. King Solomon was the most prolific man of his time. He had 300 wives and 800 concubines. Seeing King Solomon was, he was the wealthiest. He was the most prolific from a relationship point of view, and he was the wisest. Read the book of Ecclesiastes. King Solomon says it was a vexation of spirit. He says with an increase of knowledge comes an increase of sorrow. King Solomon said that for a man to basically eat, sleep, and be merry. That's what he said. At the end of King Solomon's reign, King Solomon said that this was basically life was, you know, basically there's nothing new under the sun. Why? What happened? What happened to King Solomon? Do you remember when King Solomon asked God for wisdom? God told King Solomon that he could have anything he wanted. King Solomon says, give me the ability to rule my people. Read the book of Judges. It'll blow your cookies. Now, I have it inside of my book. I did the same thing that King Solomon did. I did not know that God teaches you by experience. That's called wisdom. Now, I broke down in the last series the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom is meaningful life experiences to go with the information that you're learning. Everybody listening to this show got information. That's what I'm giving you right now. But how many of you people, you good folks listening to this show today, got experience? So God takes you through the experience of something before he gives you the knowledge of something. I wanted to be a marriage counselor. That was a bad choice or a bad decision. I cannot counsel people on things I haven't been through. I should have went to my wife and told her, baby, I asked God to be a marriage counselor, so strap in. Our marriage is going to suck. I asked God for money. You know what happened to King Solomon? When he asked God for money, God took his money. Look at the book of Job. The way that God works is the universe. I'm saying God, but the universe works. The moment you ask for something, you lose something. It's the process of getting it back that teaches you how. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. You're praying for weight loss, you will experience weight gain because God has already given you everything that you need for life and godliness. So the fact that you're asking for something is the indication of your lack of understanding of something. So I don't ask for God for things anymore because I understand that God is those things. He's in those things. So again, Matthew 6:33, I know this one by heart. I'm paraphrasing. You want to look it up for yourself. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You want a good relationship? Keep first God. Now, what does that mean? Anybody can say that. This series, even though it's only three parts, and it's a mini series, but what did I learn? I asked God for a good marriage. After 25 years in the first marriage I destroyed, I came into my second marriage, man. First 5 years was great, off the chain. And then, zoop, because those first 5 years, I was doing pretty good. I was making good choices. I was committed. I was communicating. I was compromising. I was cooperating. I was considerate. I was concerning. And then something happened. We're going to go from the least to the greatest. Number three. There's three things. We're going to go 3, 2, 1. Today, let's break down number three. What happened to my marriage, brothers and sisters, that I'm in the process of rebuilding it? Right now, walked away four times, brothers and sisters, four times, packed up and left four times. Why? What happened? What happened? Number three, this is really important. Father, touch the minds of every listener that's listening to this show today, that they may hear your word, not mine. I decrease so that you may increase, so that there's something said that will glorify your kingdom and benefit your people, not my flesh. Brothers and sisters, the number one or the number three, the third thing that I did was I lost respect, mutual respect. I guarantee you there's someone listening to this show right now, you don't respect your mate. How do you lose respect? Now, you used to. There's something that they're doing that triggers anger inside of you that makes you disrespect them. How could I cheat on my wife after 5 years? Let's go to the first marriage. 25 years gone. 25 years, five children gone. How? I lost respect. Why did I disrespect my first marriage? Because my wife's character, I was telling Brother Rome this the other day, my wife, my first wife and second wife, I saw something as a child that made me lose all respect for women. What did I see? I was a little boy, 5, 6 years old. You guys know I was raised in a cult. The lady grabbed me, started to beat me. I looked at my mother. I looked her in the eye, and I was waiting for my mother to step in and stop this lady from beating the snot out of me. This happened on a daily basis. She starved us. She did all kind of stuff. My mother did nothing. So my first marriage, kids get a little older. First of all, I saw other men disrespecting my wife. She didn't do nothing. What did that do? It reminded me of my mother. I started to lose respect. Then the kids started getting older. My son, I would come home. My son, my wife would say, you need to go in and handle your son. He was talking about it. I told him to do the dishes. He said he wasn't doing the dishes. I said, how can you punch him in the mouth and tell him to go do the dishes? Because women, and this is important, women, your husband will lose respect for you if you allow other men to disrespect you. Now, first of all, it's his job to make sure that other men don't disrespect you. But what happens when it's your children everybody, especially women, they have a hard time with this one. Women, y'all parent differently than men. That's okay. That's just one of many different ways that men lose respect for women. And men, women lose respect for you when you can't be a man. What does that mean? Let me talk about myself. Bills come due, and you ain't got money to pay the bills. Let's say somebody threatens your wife. You're standing in line at the grocery store. Someone cuts in front of your wife. Your wife says, "Excuse me, sir, I was here." And the dude looks at your wife like she got trash on her and just says, "Whatever." And your wife looks at you, brother. You don't do nothing because the guy's bigger than you. Wife just lost respect for you. Men, your number one job is to provide and protect. Now, there's a lot of other things that you require. Now, am I saying you should get into a fist fight with somebody? Absolutely not. Am I saying you're supposed to knock down and go around, you know, caveman, beating yourself? No, that's not what I'm talking about. I hope you guys understand that. I don't do that either. All I'm saying, men, women need to be number one. They need to be number one in your life. Women need to know that you care about them. Women need to be understood. Women need to be respected. Women need to be cherished. Women need to be validated. You have to validate their feelings, brothers. Women need to be reassured that you are committed. You ain't going nowhere. And you're there for them. And that you have to reassure them. Those are the seven keys to having a good relationship. Women, what does your man mean? Women, your man needs to know that he's the number one man, not your father, not your brothers, or not your son. Your man needs to know that he's the number one man in your life. You need to trust your man by allowing him room to fail and still have his back. Women, you need to accept him, flaws and all. You need to appreciate him. You need to admire him. You need to be his number one fan. Because if there's another female that's his number one fan, yeah, you're opening the door for the enemy. You need to be his number one fan. Women, you need to approve of him. Even though, women, how do you get a man to change? Okay, your man comes home, throws his muddy shoes in the middle of the floor every day, comes home from work. You don't approve of that. So what do you have to do in order to get your man to adjust his behavior? See, men, we want to be needed. We want to feel like we are wanted. We are valued. We need to have something to do. When you tell your man that, "Hey, honey, take home your shoes out, put them in the middle of the floor. I'm getting ready to clean the living room. Could you assist me?" Don't give him a directive. Don't tell him how to do it. Tell him how to help you do it. Say the same thing, but in a different way. Men hate to be told what to do. We get told what to do all day at work, especially if you're black. We're not respected nowhere in the community. How can a black man go and be the head of and be in charge? Where? There's nowhere in America that a black man can go and be in charge. So he goes home, and he ain't in charge at home either. Women is so important. Now, I don't know about other cultures and stuff, but it's so important to make your man feel like, again, that he's not a boy. You know how many times as a black man I got called boy? So I don't want to come home and hear my wife call me boy or make me feel like a boy. So how does she do it? You get up and just start cleaning up. Leave the shoes there. While you're vacuuming, and say, "Oh, honey, could you grab the shoes for me, please? I want to vacuum right there." Watch how he jump up and go get them for you. Why? He wants to be needed. We need something to do. Brothers and sisters, the third reason why marriages fail is a lack of mutual respect. In closing, the respect must be equal. So you respect your husband, but he doesn't respect you. Your marriage is going to fail. Now, talking about somebody, why didn't I respect my wife? Let's be real. No BS. Why didn't I respect my wife? Right now. Why did I disrespect my wife? Men will never cheat on you, woman. A man will never cheat on you unless he disrespects you, unless he loses respect. So what is it? What was it? My wife represented my past. That's why I didn't respect her. What does that mean? I came from, you guys know the story. We had no running water. We had no electricity. We had no indoor plumbing. So I meet my wife. Now I live in a very affluent part of town. I met my wife in a very on the black side of town here in San Antonio called the East Side. All the African Americans live on the East Side. I live on the North Side, all white side of town. I've always lived on the North Side. Why? I didn't want to be poor. So I met my wife over there. She represents poverty to me. Was my wife poor? No. In fact, she was making more money than me. But it was what she represented. So I told her, hey, baby, let's move to the North Side. So we go over to the North Side, we buy a house, but we go back to the East Side. All her family and friends. I go to the church. It represents the church that I grew up in. She doesn't want to leave that church. So what happens? Disrespect. What does that mean? I lose respect because she didn't see value in my offer. What was my offer? Leave that church. Let's go to a predominantly white church. Predominantly white side of town. Why? Money was my God. Remember the show I just did? What was the show I just did? Remember the three M's? Mind, muscle, and money. That was my God. His name is Mammon. That's not my wife's God. Thankfully, my wife is about faith, family, finances, not me. I was about intellect. I was about muscles, going to the gym. I was about self-centeredness, and I was about money, not finances. Money and finances is different. I was about flash and dash. I was about shiny things. So since we did not agree upon what was valuable, to me, what she valued, I didn't value. So I didn't respect her. I loved her, but I didn't respect her. Brothers and sisters, this is really important. You can love somebody and you can care somebody, but if you don't respect them, that's going to empower you to disrespect them. Mutual respect is the third reason of the big three. The third reason why marriages and relationships don't work. I'm still coming out of the frying pan. This is fresh off the dome. This is something that just happened. If you notice, all of my books, all of my teachers, everything that I do, everything I talk about happened to me. I don't do theory. I do theorems. I do things. I don't know how to put this other than just saying it. There is no way in the world I should be alive. There's no way in the world I should have money in my pocket. There's no way in the world I should be still married. If you want to see a miracle, just go to my Facebook page and look at my picture. I've violated every scripture, written and non-written. I've made so many mistakes in my life. It should be the mistakes I make back from. The mistakes I've made in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, religion, and relationships, people die from. You can't come back. How am I still married right now? How is it possible? Tomorrow, we're going to break down, my brothers and sisters, number two. The second reason why marriages don't work. At the conclusion of the series, we're going to break down how they do work, what I've done, what you can do to ensure that your marriage works. First of all, we've got to expose the devil, three-stranded cord. Then we're going to replace it with another three-stranded cord. This is going to be a good series. That's why I wanted to make it free and available. And again, everybody listening to the show, if you do not have my series, The Seven Keys, when we talk about the solutions, if you do not have that series already, The Seven Keys to Wealth, Health, Wisdom, and Relationships, normally sells for $199. It's available for $25. Everybody listening to the show, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so I can get that to you. Again, the email address is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My brothers and my sisters, thank you so much for listening. Sorry I went over a little bit to my 30 minutes today. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just